Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. If you haven't heard about recently, we talked about being a player versus a fan. And we got the fan thing down in America.
Yes.
We got the fan thing down. We know how to be a fan. And really, the world really knows how to be a fan. But just let's just one nation at a time. We know how to be fans. You know, there's so many fans waiting for somebody, waiting for an idol to be a fan too. They're just looking. I'm a professional fan, and I'm waiting for the next political leader to rise up so I could be their fan. Or I'm waiting for the next singer to rise up where I could be that singer's fan. You know, join the fan club. I think even Facebook has like fan pages or something. I don't know if they do that. Do they have that?
I think so.
Yeah. And, but imagine, okay, God sees you not as a fan. He wants you to actually have your own page. He wants you to be a player. And to be a player, then you can't talk smack, as Pat says. You know, you're a little bit more humbler and thinking, okay, I got to play this thing.
That's right.
And I used to really think, you know, I used to really think when I watched football and had a chance to really, you know, watch it more, that I thought, you know, you run a few plays, they throw the ball at you. The bigger guy's the one that, you know, it's easier for them than the smaller guy and just basic stuff. And then I watched the Dallas Cowboys with one of their seasons of training where they're picking who's going to play on their couple years back on their team. And their playbook was like a 5-inch binder.
No joke.
I was thinking about, my goodness, how is T.O. going to understand? How is he going to get the whole book? Because that was when T.O. was there, and he was walking with that big old book, and you know, he was just clowning around and stuff. And his story, by the way, just for all the NFL football players out there, if you understand someone, but he grew up fatherless. But there's something worse than being fatherless. It's when your father's across the street and doesn't come over and see you. And so his life, when he grew up, he knew that his father was across the street, but he couldn't find the time to walk across the street. And it kind of explains a lot of things.
Sure does.
And the enemy's really worked really hard to break down our perception of a father. And understand this. The enemy's trying to mess up your understanding of God. Your answer is not a horizontal answer. It's not for some man to all of a sudden come into your life and be this perfect father figure. It's for you to find out through God's word and a relationship with the Father of us all, you know, who he is, and let him reveal himself to you. And if you, and so many struggle today with trying to find somebody to make them be their father, you know, be my father. It's like, my goodness, now you're actually telling somebody. And if it, you know, if that really was a father, you get your head knocked off. But you don't know that because you didn't have one. You don't, that wasn't how you would talk, you know, because you would honor. And so I just want to encourage you today, understand that 70-75% of African American children are born into fatherless homes. Understand this. You are not fatherless unless you choose to be, because God is the father of the fatherless.
That's right.
And he's much better at it than fathers are, you know, natural fathers, because, you know, we're flawed. And for the 90% of the youth sitting in prison that comes from fatherless homes, I want to tell you right now that when that guard told you, or that correction officer told you, hey, take time to read this Bible, take time to read it. You know, start with the book of John, the Gospel of John, and begin to say, God, reveal yourself to me as Father, because you're going to begin, you're going to need that first, because he's the Father of creation. So many people just skip the Father aspect of God and jump right into the, you know, Jehovah Jireh, you know, my provider, my healer, my deliverer. And it's like, yeah, but this intimacy that you need to understand of God, who he is, if all you get him, and Jesus even said, when you pray, don't pray, our provider in heaven, you know, our healer in heaven, right?
Right.
He said, our Father.
That's right.
And now what you have is, you have this great intensity of a fatherless people. And even our president, you know, grew up without his father in his life. And he had several men in his life, but his father wasn't there. People, you know, spoke into his life. But from the top, from the head office, all the way down to the child that's going to daycare today, was just huge father void.
Mm-hmm.
And then the ones that are there, I mean, you know, some of the statistics, you can see them on the UFN torch, but I believe 70%, you know, of fathers, and maybe even Christian fathers, I'm sure, are addicted, have an addiction. And so, which means they're absent from their normal parts of life. And the enemy's doing everything he can to pull them out. But understand this, God's always there. He's ever faithful. Mm-hmm. And he's a father to the fatherless. So we've seen him. We've watched God do some very awesome things. But you need to begin to ask God to reveal himself to you as father, which just really irks Lucifer, by the way, because he does not want you to understand how beautiful and awesome Father God is. Because Jesus said to the religious folks, he said, yeah, you have a father, all right. You know, your father's Lucifer.
Mm-hmm.
You listen to a liar because they were harsh and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But hey, our Father's loving, kind, forgiving, merciful, the kindness and the sternness of God, but it's because he loves us. You know, God, the Father, our Father is the gardener. Jesus is the vine. We are the branches. How in the world are you going to understand the gardener when he walks through your life and prunes you and cuts you back and deals with you and puts fertilizer in your life to be able to cause you to be more fruitful? And if you don't understand that how the Father's tending your garden and how you're supposed to relate to him through the Son, you're going to be disconnected from the vine. If you're disconnected from the vine, disconnected from the Father, you're just going to wither up. And that's what he says. He's be thrown into the fire is what he says in John 15. So I just want to encourage you this morning as we're beginning today's program and we're talking to our Christian television network audience around the nation. I want to welcome you. To begin to just pray, say, dear God, reveal yourself to me as Father. And that can begin by forgiving those who you blame for not fathering you the way that your idolatry demanded. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? The I factor, you know. Forget about the X factor. You got the I factor going on.
Yeah.
And just loose and forgive and let go. And so that you can begin, because if you hold that against your father because he wasn't there for you or he didn't do what somebody told you fathers are supposed to do, isn't it interesting that everybody tells fathers what to do? 10,000 teachers, I guess you would say.
Mm-hmm.
But there's very few fathers that are doing it in the context of that. And what the beginning part of knowing him as Father is just letting go of all those that you blamed for your present. I mean, you're a grown man. You're a grown woman. It's time for you to move on and realize I need to know God as Father, and I got to let go of all those I blame who didn't father me. Now I am my own fault. Now I will answer to God by myself, no witnesses, no suspects. Then maybe you are a father, but you're not being one because you're still blaming your father or whoever else. Listen, he is awesomely the father of us all. I encourage you just to pray today. Say, dear God, reveal yourself to me as the father that you are through your son, Jesus Christ. I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well, we want to welcome our new audience on WHBR all the way from Destin, Florida to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if we're not yet on there. Say, you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more in viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. Did you know that VFN TV and the daily radio program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country in that order and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country in that order and Israel as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the daily radio program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.